Hi, Claude. Good morning to you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good. Absolutely. Real pleasure speaking with you. So I was able to find your Google business profile for when you were located in Lomita, and it's a permanent move, right, to Arizona. You're not going back to SoCal?
But we are running both businesses.
You are. Okay, so that's...
Yeah, I have my team out in Southern California.
You do.
And
that was my follow-up.
New team out here.
Perfect. Yeah. That would have been my follow-up question. And it has a completely different phone number. It would share the same website, though, right? The
yes.
Lomita location. That's okay. There's not
yeah.
a problem with that. The one problem that I'm seeing, though, is that the website's not active right now. It might be like a hosting issue or something like that, but the website won't open.
Yeah, I think our I'm looking at a it just expired. I think we need to update our domain info.
Oh, okay.
It's
gotcha.
Expired 4/6.
Ah,
so
got
I need
it.
To get a hold of the domain and update that.
Perfect. Okay. And still the same services, though, for the Arizona location.
Correct.
Kind of room addition,
yeah.
bathroom remodeling, deck construction. That's perfect. And the east part
correct.
Of the valley is going to be very profitable for you. Now, obviously, you already have the Lomita location on Google, so you know how profitable this can be for you. Now, we are not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, their pants would be on fire. They'd be telling stories. Google does make phone calls to business owners, but it's only for businesses that have 100 individual locations or more. You know, maybe one day you'll get there, but right now it's the two locations, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So anything less than 100 locations falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. We're local Splash. We're actually headquartered in Orange County as well in Fountain Valley, right off of Rickerson, the 405. We've been in business
okay.
since 2004. Between Tara and myself, we actually have more than 24 years of experience with the company, each of us with more than 12 years, so you would definitely be in good hands with us. Now, it is our job when positions become available to find just one company to work with per area and industry. We service all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun. So in this particular case, we would be listing your business and, of course, get that website. Make sure that you're Google verified for the Arizona location, and of course create all the additional content. So you would have like a Yelp listing for the Arizona location, a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads, Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. Now, Tara's got you as a new business. I mean, that qualifies being that it's a new location. And I know why she's doing it. It's the lowest rate that we offer, by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually 50% off the normal cost of any of our packages. We do offer a suite of services, different packages for the East Valley, and being that you travel maybe a good 40, 45 minutes, something like that. The Platinum package would be perfect for you. Again, that's the one that has Facebook paid ads and all the additional content. Normally $599.00 a month, I would cut that in half. You'd be looking at $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. Of course, you're not paying for leads. It's not a lead-based service. Our job is just to make sure that people know that you're in the area, that they can see you as a top option every time they go on Google or Bing looking for your services. Now, that package has $100 of Facebook ads included in it. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, Claude, the Facebook ads, the $100 budget goes a long way. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. You may have experienced in your own life when you're talking about something, thinking about something, even maybe searching for it on Google, the next thing you know, ads for it pop up everywhere you look. So it's going to work the same way for you. You know, people that either go on Google or Bing looking for any of the services that you provide, the next several times they're on their Facebook page, our ads will retarget that exact same potential customer. You'll also have ads run as part of the live stream of people in your area. It could be specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods. where it's most profitable for you to be found. And of course, if they scroll right past it, costs nothing. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. But like I said, the $100 budget, it's our job to make sure you're not coming out of pocket even a penny more beyond that $2.99 a month. It is a month-to-month service. I'd actually be able, in this case, to waive the one-time setup fee. Tara sent over an Angie profile. Now, we have nothing at all to do with Angie or HomeAdvisor, but there is a link, or I should say a promo code that I'm applying here. It's for someone who's spending advertising dollars elsewhere, and it does allow me to waive your one-time setup fee. It's our job, my job specifically, to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. It is, of course, 1 month at a time, so it's our job to earn your business. Now, I know you're new to the area, to Queen Creek, so Angie must be new too. Have you gotten leads or had a chance to follow up with those leads yet?
I've had 6 leads, so I signed up with them last week.
Okay.
I have not had anything pan out.
Okay, so
six leads. It's cost me
no jobs. Okay.
Let's see. I'll tell you what it cost me already. So 6 leads has ran me $175 with nothing in return.
Okay, gotcha. So what I would tell you is this. I mean, first of all, that service does not conflict with being a top option on the first page of Google. They are completely separate. I do speak with the business owners that have used that same service even before it was Angie Leads, which, I mean, it says it's HomeAdvisor powered by Angie.
Yes.
It's really Angie powered by HomeAdvisor, if you ask me. I mean, it's still on HomeAdvisor's platform. Your profile page is on HomeAdvisor.com, in this case, /rated.108renovations, etc. So I am familiar with that service. I've talked to business owners that have used that service, and a lot of them experience what you've experienced. You know, good money going after leads that don't always pan out.
Yeah.
If it does start getting better for you, I mean, hopefully you'll be able to at least make your money back and you'll start getting jobs from those leads. It does not, like I said, conflict with what we do at all. In fact, I do have a lot of customers that have some form of lead-based service, whether it's that one in particular or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. Most of my clients, though, in fact, I think most business owners, and you would probably agree, you prefer to get calls directly to you. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a lead, especially with the lead-based services where it's a shared lead and the same lead that you get is sent and sold to a couple of your competitors. You're all chasing down that same potential customer. So whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. So a lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on their leads. They keep their leads paused. They cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and especially being new to the area anyway, that's important. People don't necessarily know 108 Renovations. They don't know that you're in the area providing those services. But when they can see you, see your company, see your website, and call you directly, that's going to benefit you. Like I said, you don't have to cancel the Angie, but that is allowing me to waive your setup fee to save you a little bit more money here. Now, it is, like I said, month to month, so of course you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, that tracking and reporting updates throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting to see exactly where that work is coming from. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
Just right now, I would have to say that I would give it at least a couple weeks to let me see how this pans out first, because this obviously isn't what I expected. I'm not impressed by the system yet. And, this is costing me, as it is, almost $300 a month. So I would say, hey, I'm going to have to give this a try. I wouldn't say this is totally off the table, your product, your service, because I actually see that generating maybe more interest than Angie has. But because I've already spent this money, I need to use this to try and generate some work so then I could pay for your service. And like you say, maybe, hey, yours is bringing in more leads and more traction, then I would shut off Angie down. So just because I've already dumped $300 into this, I gotta update the domain. That's another $300. I was like, and right now this is my sole income. I've had two jobs in the last 2 weeks here in Arizona.
Okay.
I gotta start making some money. So.
Right. And I definitely understand. I mean, the dollars have to be there. The return on investment's the most important part of that ROI equation. You have to be more than making the money back that you're spending. Mm-hmm. And so far that hasn't happened with Angie. And I definitely understand.
Correct.
There's probably a setup fee or an annual membership fee just to get things started there. You want to recoup that money and you definitely want to, you know, keep getting those leads and see, you know, when you get that job. I mean, the good thing about it is, you know, for the services that you provide, one good lead that turns into a job for you will offset the leads that didn't turn into jobs for you. So, I mean, and that's the other thing too. I mean, with our service, you know, I'm not, first of all, I don't think I'm breaking the bank at $299, and really it's designed for one job to offset the cost of the service. So, you know, I don't know if, you know, how tight the budget is right now. I mean, if there was anything along the lines of maybe making it more affordable for you at this point, I know, you do want to keep paying for leads. So I wouldn't necessarily tell you to put your leads on pause, although you could do that to get this up and going for you. I mean, is it something that you
now,
might
question for you?
Yeah,
like your service to get my profile and up and running. Would I have to input all that information, would it already be taken from Angie? I have a Yelp profile,
right?
That it could be taken from.
So there is information, there is content online, which is how we know that you're in the area providing services for the category that we're trying to fill. Actually how Tara got your number from our inventory department. So we know that you do have some type of online presence, obviously. We would still, and it's required of us because we're Google partners, do like a 30, 40 minute client interview with you. You don't have to stop working. You don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation. But we do want to get information that not only helps us to create the content, but, you know, as a Google partner, everything has to be Google compliant. So we need to know, like, you know, how long you've been in business, how many employees you have, and also, you know, mission statement, motto, slogan, things like that. That helps us to create the content. Of course, we'll talk to you in detail about your services and your service area. Like I said, that call takes about 25, 30 minutes. Now, let me do this for you because, again, you know, we're not Google. You know, obviously, Google only reaches out to businesses that have 100 locations or more, but we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So, of course, you can navigate the rest of our website from the link that I sent out to you, but it is a text message or an SMS for the computer. It at the top of it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able maybe to put me on speakerphone and open that up?
Sure.
So like I said, you'll be able to track your success. We call it your client dashboard because it's more than just the tracking system. I mean, obviously, you'll see how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage and monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating all the content Google wants to see to list you on that first page. So wherever the reviews originate, whether it's Yelp, Google, Facebook, Foursquare, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews, kind of manage your online reputation right from your client dashboard. Now, like I said, we've been around since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, it is a month-to-month service. There's no contract, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it works. I actually have clients that have been with me 9, 10 years in many cases as a company, though. We have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 mm-hmm. years. I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. And like I said, it's my job to make this affordable for you. It's our job to earn your business. Your success would be our success. You can see that blue tinted photo. It outlines a few of the things, especially early on, that we do here for you. Just below it is where it says Google Ads Partner and a box that you can click on. That box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G, it is not copy and paste it off the internet. It's not a dead link. It's actually our official badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google. If you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and of course, that ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. The reason that Google started the partnership program, and this is about 9.5 years ago that Google started that partnership program, and we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership, Google wants businesses to be successful. So as a Google partner, Google wants our clients to be successful. So, of course, we get our training and our updates from Google. If they make changes to their algorithm, they share the changes with us ahead of time. You'll always have the right content to stay on the first page. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. If you see under that badge of authenticity, if you go back to the link, if you left it, where it says SEO packages, you'd be getting the Platinum mm-hmm. package, which is perfect for you servicing most of the East Valley. It does have the Facebook or Meta ads included as well. It does have an optimized landing page. If there's ever any problem with your website that would warrant it being down for more than a week or so, we could do a landing page or even a custom website for you at no additional cost, just to make sure that people can continue to see the quality work that you do. Like I said, we can include that. It's already part of that package. Now, it says $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. Like I said, I would reduce the cost from $5.99 to $2.99. That's a fixed rate, no matter how long you keep the service, and I'd waive that setup fee as well. So you're actually saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that because, you know, it never goes up to $599. It just stays grandfathered in at that $299. It is a reduced rate, kind of a promotional rate for a young business, but it's not an introductory rate. It'll never go up on you. It's really designed to just make it more affordable for younger companies. Like I said, keeping clients on board for the long term, providing a quality service at a fair price, that's how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years. So it definitely is listed at $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee because that's about what we spend in that first month to get everything going here for you. Maybe a little bit less since you would have a website yeah. that we could promote. But, you know, obviously we have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us. But that's how we've been kind of running things, and that's how I've been doing things as a pricing director. It's my job to make it affordable for you. So, like I said, you've already spent money with Angie. I hope that you start seeing a return on investment with that. I can't get any of that money back, but in waiving that $2.99 setup fee and reducing the cost from $5.99 to $2.99, I am offsetting a little bit of what you would have had to spend yeah. with us to make it affordable enough here for you.
Got it. Would you mind giving me a call in about 2 weeks to see where we're at?
I mean, I don't have a problem calling you if the position is available. I mean, like I said, yeah. when positions become available, it's our job to reach out and fill the position as quickly as we possibly can. Now, it sounds to me like, I mean, it's not just kind of a wait and see approach with the Angie. I mean, obviously you do want to, you know, get some more leads and hope that they start turning into jobs for you. I definitely understand that process. I know that's going to take a little bit of time and it's going to take a little bit of money. But it sounds to me like it's really the budget, you know, both with the recent investment,
absolutely.
With having to get the domain renewed and things like that. Now, the only thing that I can do here, I mean, I wouldn't want to say, well, let's do 50% on the pro package. It's only $199 because then you're not getting the Facebook ads. Then you're probably not getting all of the East Valley that you want to be found in. I would be doing you a disservice to sell you something that wouldn't actually cover your entire service area. I mean, you're not doing like 100 or 150 miles, so that platinum package would be perfect for you. But the one thing that I can do is, and I think I can get it approved. I mean, it's officially our friends and family rate. I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I don't think I need to. I'll tell him, of course, that you're new to the area, that you're trying Angie. He knows how expensive that service can be. Even before it was Angie, it was Home Advisor. Even before it was Home Advisor, it was Service Magic. If you go back about 10 years, same business model, selling leads to competing businesses. So I know that my supervisors made that exception for one of the other pricing directors even Thursday of last week. So I'm pretty sure, and of course I've been with the company longer than that guy has, so I think I can get it approved. Now what the friends and family rate does, it does two things. First of all, it drops the rate to $249. Again, it's an out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee, but it also comes with a six-week first month, and it's exactly like it sounds. Instead of billing today for $249 and then on the 23rd of May, it would bill today for $249. $249 would be your fixed rate, but you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled for May. Your billing would be pushed out 2 weeks after that, so you'd be getting 6 weeks complete. Your next billing date would actually be June 7th. So you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled in May at all. And then again, of course, it would stay at $249. It would never go up to $299 and, of course, not to $599. If I can, in fact, get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, $249 out the door with the Facebook and everything else to cover your entire service area, and, of course, with that six-week first month pushing out your billing an extra 2 weeks, still month to month after that, you know, we're not just pushing out that next payment. It would bill on the 7th of the month moving forward after that. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, get your name out there in Arizona and get your phone ringing, get those jobs coming in, right?
And that's for the same platinum package?
The same exact platinum package. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, that's the package that fits your services, your service area. That's the package that's going to get you the best return on investment. I'm just trying to make it affordable here for you.
Where would I land on the Google page when, say, someone says Handyman in Queen Creek? Where would I end up?
Correct. Absolutely. So there's usually just two or three businesses at the top of the page. Now, we are able to do Google pay-per-click ads. That's part of the Platinum Premier package, so this package wouldn't include the sponsored ads at the top of the page. You would be in the local map section right below those paid ads. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. The Facebook ads are a lot more affordable. Google ads are like $5 or $10 or even $15 per click. Again, Facebook ads, 20, 22, 25 cents per click. So we can still cover your entire service area, keep your phone ringing, get you a higher return on investment at a lower investment rate. I mean, we can always add, you know, Google ads if you start, you know, continuing with the networking, getting more people in place to take on the work that comes your way. I mean, like I said, we're a comprehensive digital marketing firm, so, you know, we do have a suite of services that we can offer for you. But I know that that platinum package would be perfect for the needs of your business right now. Like I said, that friends and family rate making it extremely affordable for you.
And it won't go up from the $249. It's
correct.
Not like the click one where, hey, my budget is $249, so once I run out of there, it stops.
Yeah, it's not like that. I mean, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profit.
$249.
Correct.
And I'm on that map.
That is exactly correct, and then the Facebook ads are still included. Now, that platinum package at $599, that comes with the $100 of Facebook or Meta ads. So even though I'm reducing the cost of that package significantly, we're not reducing the Facebook ad spend. You're still getting the $100 that comes with that $599 platinum package. It's just going to be $249 out the door, 6 week first month, month to month, no contract after that. It stays at exactly 249. We're not like, you know, your phone provider, your cable company. We're not trying to invent ways to charge a nickel and dime you for this and that. It's my job as a pricing director to make it simple, straightforward, affordable, of course. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. It would bill for exactly $249. A lot easier to budget for than something like Angie. I know with something like that, it depends on how many leads you get, even how much each lead costs. Because with Angie, there's a bit of a sliding scale. If it looks on paper to be a bigger job and you're going to make more money for it, they will charge you more for that lead. So some of your leads, you say you got six of them, they might have different price points on those leads. With this big jobs are small, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, it's still just that same flat rate. And in this case, it would be $249.
Right. Sounds good.
Now, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on, I can't, like I said, pull up your website, but this is the number on the website, the one you want your customers to call?
Which number are you showing?
We've got 520-752-2010.
Yes, that's my Arizona business number. Yeah.
Perfect. And I imagine it's a smartphone, right? I mean, I did already send you a text message so you can receive a text. And then what is a good email address? This could be either for you or for your business. It's really just more for us to contact you with longer pieces
of
information.
For you, it's going to be CLD as in David, F as in Frank, IERRO. 23@gmail.com
Okay. So you said CLD Fierro, right? F-I-E-R-R-O. And is that your last name?
Yes.
Okay. Never do want to assume. And then I know that there was a number or something there, right?
23.
Okay. And that was at Gmail?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So definitely a personal email, which is perfect because it's not something that we're going to promote for your business. It's just something that we're going to use to contact you, longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records. We use phone, text, and email when we contact you. Did you have any particular preference as to how we reach out to you?
Text
preferred. Text preferred is actually the most common response that I get from service-based businesses, which leads me to my next question. Just to confirm, your business is service-based, right? I mean, I know that the Angie has a physical address, but no one comes to you, right?
No.
Okay. So the 21854 East Via de Olivos, that's a residence then, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So Google won't want that address to appear online. Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your residence and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Queen Creek, not even the zip code. And then, of course, like I said, we'll target specific places where you want to be found. I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, that's where we get all the information that we need to get things started here. The other thing that we're required to do, and again, this is for $249. I did a minute or so ago get confirmation from my supervisor that he will allow me to do that. 6 week first month, no setup fee, $249. We are required as a Google partner to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month, that we are doing that friends and family rate, etc. Now, Mr. Fierro, before I get to that voice verification and schedule your client interview, how did you want to take care of that initial investment of just $249, MasterCard, Visa, Amex,
MasterCard.
Discover? Is it your name first and last, the business name, or in the middle initial?
For my name, first and last.
Okay. You said a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. MasterCards do. I'm ready for that number when you are, sir.
5424 1814
Okay.
8477
Yes, sir.
0040
And then the expiration month and year?
That's 0428
04 of 2028 and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
471
He said 471, 471,
yes,
on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 54-24-18-14-84-77-0040?
Correct.
And does that fill out the 21-854?
No. I'll give you a different address for that.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
24340 mm-hmm. Pennsylvania Avenue, Lomita, California, 90717.
90717. Okay, perfect.
That's the building, yeah.
That's the building address. Okay, so 24340, right? Pennsylvania Avenue?
Correct.
Okay, that's Lomita, 90717. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question, if you want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up. Okay, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call... excuse me. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
10-8 Renovations, Inc.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Claude Lee Fierro, CEO.
And Claude, is that C-L-A-U-D-E?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then as the CEO of 10-8 Renovations, Inc., Mr. Fierro, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, the MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Claude, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Claude, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Again, we are already aware of Angie and there is no conflict there. There's a couple of reasons we ask that. I mean, first of all, with all the information, all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we, of course, wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Well, of course, you won't need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Fierro, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Claude, that's fair enough, right?
Got it. Yes.
Perfect. And we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, we'll make sure that the information is accurate. Of course, then please let us know. We'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers don't come to you. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply with my supervisor allowing me to do that friends and family rate, which means a 6-week first month, Of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, April 23rd, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249. And that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included as well. This is officially our friends and family rate, which does mean that your first month is a six-week first month. So with recurring billing, of course, today on the 23rd of April, but your next payment would not be scheduled until June 7th, with recurring billing on the 7th of the month moving forward in that exact same reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, and of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you need to, whether you need to go on vacation, if you need to, got more work than you can take on. I mean, I don't think you would have to, but you can, of course, pause the service seasonally if necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That clause is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Fierro, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute or so, our automated system will send you a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day, if it's after hours or very late in the day. If it is, within operating hours, they will follow up with you that same business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will, like I said, receive all that information by way of email in about a minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let me pull up that calendar. This would be too short notice, I think, to get you in at 11, but we could do 12 o'clock or 1. This afternoon, there's a 2, 3, or a 4 o'clock. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It just takes about 25, 30 minutes. It's scheduled by the hour. Gets you right at or very near the beginning part of the hour. Gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Did you want something?
You said you had a 1 o'clock today or 2 o'clock?
There is a not 1 o'clock. That would be the only time that we don't have. There's noon or 2. You want 2?
Let's do 2.
Okay, perfect. So we'll do that 2 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Like I said, a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you at 2, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that call or not, I did want to do a little bit of extra security here, a little bit of added protection, just a simple question and answer, a security question here. And also we're doing 2 o'clock, so at 1 o'clock you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call is scheduled at 2, and in a second here I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say local splash CIENG. Now, your security question, if anyone calls us and tells us they're with 10-8 Renovations, Inc., even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. The main reason is for your security. So if you start getting phone calls from anyone who's not a customer, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or any point down the road, if it's someone especially identifying themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would need to know the answer as well as the question, and you should ask them, and if they can't provide it to you, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us. You should not speak with them. The voice verification was already recorded, already attaching to your account, and of course it's for your protection, clearly stating that it billed today for $249. It will not bill again until May 7th, $249 on the month-to-month basis on the 7th of the month moving forward. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Noah. N-O-A-H.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And even our technician will know that information when we call you later.
Got it.
Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got a few of them. The last one was call tracking phone number.
Yeah. That one is still in the queue. If I refresh it, it should show. So again, a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You can see exactly where the work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases. You can pull recordings of the calls that come your way from potential customers and things like that. The other one that I wanted you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. So if you click on that one, it says, hello, Claude, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. That'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing here, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do feel free to scroll through that above that line. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time's valuable. Google is going to be our main focus. Of course, it's everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. Of course, we're doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, that long line below it, it populates your number and 3 boxes. We'd like you to click on all 3. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. Since it is your preferred method, please do click on that. The other, that you certify you're the authorized holder of the card and that you understand that payments are recurring and automatic. So once you click all 3 of those boxes, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign is where you would click and either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click that orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature. Once you click on it, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it's the friends and family rate, no setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit. It looks like you were successful in submitting that. I can see it on our end. It's probably prompting you to log into your tracking system, which you can do. although our automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is true. We have to do your client interview first, but you will get official notification by text and email when your tracking system is active. Until that point in time, you might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Your login credentials are contained on the welcome email along with our client support information, which you'll find on most emails. But the welcome email has your username, which is in our system the same way, and you cannot change it. But it is designed to be easy for you to remember and, of course, easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code's included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, 520-752-2010 is your username. Your default password is big local. You can change that at any point in time, all lowercase, no space. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, Claude, I do hope that I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. And other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your business out there for those new clients in and around Queen Creek and that East Valley area. Looking forward, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you as well and your time. We'll be talking to you in just a little bit here. You take care and you have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Bye now.